It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining us on the line is Pastor Ian Haluba. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this Friday afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to the listeners.
So before we get into it, please unpack what faith and the community is all about.
Okay, thank you. Today we are looking at faith and community. Basically, what we are talking about is we are looking at how we can impact as Christians or different religions, how they can impact the communities where they live in. And so basically we are looking at religion having you know, several functions or several you know, roles to play in the societies that we live in or the communities that we live in. And so without religion, I think our communities would have been disintegrated. And so religion, in other words, helps to unify and bring these communities together, and also helping individuals to realize the meaning of life that they have to live, as well as to also realize what God wants to achieve through them in those communities that they live. And suffice also to mention that in these communities, faith or religion acts as an agent of you know, social control in terms of the behavior and the conduct of individuals in these particular societies or communities. Yeah. Basically, this is what we are looking at.
So what we do as people of faith is read Bibles together, and we do prayers and, you know, worship services as well. Do those regular activities like worship services and Bible studies foster a sense of unity? If so, in what way?
Yes, Bible studies and those regular meetings that we have, they actually play a major role in bringing us together, and also in trying to help us to realize the reason as why we exist. And so these Bible studies and these regular meetings that we usually have, you know, they are there to remind us, especially we as Seventh-day Adventists, that we are not of this world. And so we are on a journey, on a pilgrimage, going to the promised land. So time and again, these Bible studies, they are there to, you know, to remind the members, the individuals in the churches, that don't dwell so much on the things of the world. These are just that, you know, passing sand. And ours is the promised that land that God has going to, Jesus Christ has going to prepare for each one of us. So these Bible studies, they are very important. Remember, so when you read in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews, Paul is reminding the people that they are not supposed to shun these meetings, the gatherings, because these gatherings are the ones that, you know, remind them that they are in the in this pilgrimage.
Okay, so what are the ways in which our religious teachings can promote compassion, can promote empathy, and a commitment to supporting fellow community members in times of need?
There are several ways in which you know, religious teachings can help to ensure that the members in the communities are helped And we as Seventh-day Adventists, we have what we call community service. These are some of the activities that are done to, you know, look at the needs of the community members. They identify the needs, they do a needs assessment, and then later on they look for means and ways in which to reach out to those people. And also we are reminded in the book of Matthew, when you read the book of Matthew 25, I think from verse 34 going down there, the last day judgment, you know, Jesus Christ gives a scenario of the people that helped those who actually were in need. And so there are questions that are asked there, you know, say, I was naked, you never attended to me, I had no food, you never gave food to me, I did this, you were not there. And so it's actually the work that is given to us believers, the Christians or the Seventh-day Adventists. It's the work that is given to us that we are not only supposed to talk about the Word of God, but we are supposed to impact these communities. We feel, you know, for the community members, you look at the life that they live, you find a way of reaching out to them in one or the other, in trying to alleviate the challenges and the problems of this world, in trying to restore, you know, the earth. I think those and many others are some of the ways in which we reach out to our communities around us.
Yeah. And in what ways do faith communities themselves often provide a sense of belonging and inclusivity?
The sense of belonging and inclusivity, I think here we are actually just talking about how do we bring these people together? How do we ensure that they also feel that they are part and parcel of the whole system? And so as a church, you know, you find, you know, different ways. Just like some of the means that we had mentioned earlier on, where you reach out to the community, you offer some services, you do some community services here and there. You know, these community services that you do will help even the least in our communities to know that they are also valued, to know that they are also loved, to know that they also belong to, you know, a certain grouping, and not only those probably not of our faith, but even those that we worship together, there are other people that have got different needs, even within our sect. And so each one of us is mandated, even as we get into this great commission, that we reach out to those people. We encourage them, we talk to them, we give them, you know, what they need at that particular time, so that they also feel that they belong to a certain grouping. They are also part and parcel of this movement of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
So our faith, Mfundisi, and our belief and our teachings, how do they influence the ethical standards within our communities and contribute to a share of code of conduct of a sort?
I think when we talk about how we can, you know, our behaviors, how they impact the communities and our teachings, our religious teachings, here we actually, even just if we give an example of the Ten Commandments, I think the Ten Commandments has everything in themselves in trying to teach we as believers on how we are supposed to conduct ourselves and how we are supposed to impact in our communities that we live in. When you look at the first four, you know, the Ten Commandments, those commandments are giving us a relationship between man and God, And then the last six, they are giving us the relationship amongst ourselves. How are we supposed to live? Because if we love, really, you love your neighbor, you're not going to do something evil to your neighbor. You're not going to steal. You're not going to covet. You're not going to kill. You're not going to do adultery because you love your neighbor. And so these commandments are some of the code of ethics that we are supposed to embrace as believers. How are we supposed to live with our brethren in our communities that we live? How can we demonstrate that really we love these people? Basically, we can draw some examples from the Ten Commandments on how we are supposed to conduct ourselves in these communities that we live.
Okay. All right. And then before we part ways, Mfundisi, there's this thing that we see done by particularly Christians, the process of proselytizing, where people do services like outreach activities and so forth, preaching to people, having tents and all those things. How do those initiatives contribute to the well-being of both community itself and the broader society?
Okay, those acts, they, of course, contribute in different ways. This same religion or this same faith or Christianity that helps individuals to show compassion to others in many ways. Also, through religion or through Christianity, learn to forgive each other. We also learn to encourage one another through this same religion or through this same faith or Christianity. And we also learn to appreciate the people that we live with. So Christianity is a multifaceted, a thing that we can probably talk about. And so it has a positive impact to the community if we live by the word that we are instructed with in the scriptures. We'll be able to have the positive impact in the community because the community will know that we are not on our own, but that there's something that is embedded in us, which is helping us to behave in those different ways.
Yeah. All right. I hear you. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate it. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Thank you. We are praying. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for granting us this moment to share your word. We pray, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, that we are so grateful for the moment, Lord, that you had given us to share your word. We pray, dear Lord, that in our various communities where we live, that you will help us to impact those that, Lord, are surrounding us. We pray now, gracious Lord, for your presence to ever shine upon our lives, because we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Aluba. Really appreciate your time. We really appreciate your ministry this week. May God bless you and may you have a happy Sabbath. Goodbye, Mfundisi.
Thank you very much. Have a happy Sabbath too.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.